moment, people caught driving with a blood alcohol level of between 51 and 80 milligrams face penalty points and a fine. Under new proposals being debated this afternoon, a first offence, even at the lower limit, would mean an automatic driving ban of 3 months. Ellen McColl from Athboyne in County Meath says it will isolate older people.
It's going to keep an awful lot of old people in their homes, especially old men, like to go to the pub and have a drink and socialise. It's mostly for the chat.
But Ellen admits she's conflicted.
Mind you, I am against drink driving, very much so. I had a younger sister killed by a drunk driver and left 4 teenage children. I never forget.
Seamus Boland from Irish Rural Link says a driving ban would be devastating for rural dwellers in particular.
You lose your job, you may lose the ability to collect your kids after school, the ability to bring your kids to various events and all of that stuff. So we just think it's far too punitive for the offence.
At a seminar organised by Irish Rural Link, there are calls to increase funding for Meals on Wheels and local link transport services, one of which is the volunteer-led Flexibus. Mary and Nancy say they'd be lost without Flexibus.
They carry your messages in and leave them at the door for you, which is great.
And it's a wonderful service. Without it, I'd be lost.
Seamus Boland is calling on the government to prioritise rural Ireland once and for all.
Unfortunately, the drink driving legislation, while in itself is not that serious, it's a symptom of not putting the well-being of rural families on the agenda, at the top of the agenda. And as I said, living in social isolation is no joke.
Juliet Gash at the Irish Rural Link seminar in Dublin City Centre.